Okay, there's one there. Now hold on, folks. There's one. Okay, so we got that one. I'm not seeing. Okay, are we live? I'm not seeing that we are on this one. Oh, okay. So we are. Is audio. Is audio coming through? You'll have to forgive us, folks, of doing these sound checks, of making sure we've had a few problems with our social media not showing audio. Should be able to hear it. Okay, so it is. Okay, that's good to hear. That's very, very good to hear. So, all right, everyone, welcome to another rendition of It's the Economy, Stupid podcast. I'm your chief economist. We've had to, I know everyone's like, how many times are you gonna rearrange the title? This is a podcast in the works, folks. So give us a break. Especially for our sector. Okay, give us a break. But it's the economy, stupid. Brought to you by Metropolis Entrepreneurship Minute, a sector of Lincoln Ledger LLC. I'm your chief economist. I'm also the owner, president, and CEO of Lincoln Ledger LLC. Kudos to each and every one of you. And today's topic is inflation and hyperinflation, good, bad, or ugly, and or ugly. Hold on here. Is that the good, bad, or an ugly theme tune? Wah, wah, wah. There you go. I thought I'd just throw that one in. But hyperinflation and inflation, what in the world are they? Well, here's the definition for inflation. Inflation is the tool used by the law of economics to adjust the worth of a currency. I'll give you an example. Most people would think that a dollar would equal a dollar. Well, that depends upon the standard that's applied to inflation. See, with inflation, every currency must bear a standard of weight and measure, as it's said in the United States Constitution. So, what has been the standard of weight and measure for the United States currency since the beginning of our country up till Richard Nixon? That was gold. We were on the gold standard, defining that a dollar's worth of United States currency equaled a dollar's weight in gold. with me so far. So what occurred was that at the time of Richard Nixon, this was when we were the world, and we still are, by the way, the world's bank. This was when we, this is after World War II. This was about Vietnam, Korea, that era. And there was a point where there would have been a run on the banks to where the several countries would have wanted their gold returned to them, and the United States didn't want that. So we went off of the gold standard. That's why we don't got the gold standard anymore, is that we wanted to maintain our status as the world's bank. Interesting. Well, I guess after years of being told you're nothing but rednecks of the world, how else are you going to stick it to the other countries? We'll have you by the purse strings. Call us rednecks of the world, huh? And we were, by the way. We were called the rednecks of the world by several countries. And it got tiring after a while. At the start, it was, yeah, we're the rednecks of the world. What you want? By the time it got to World War II, it was like, yeah, we're the rednecks of the world, and we'll show you how it's done. I think the term is payback is a bitch. Sorry for the crude language. We do apologize for that, but that is the quote, mind you. And we do not believe in censorship here. So inflation occurs periodically. Whenever the law of economics desires to formulate formulate the worth of a currency via its standard, that's when it does it. And I tell you the truth, governments think that they can control inflation. They can't. Inflation, here's the thing about with the law of economics, is the law of economics cannot be controlled by man. We can't control it. It's the same as controlling the weather. We can't do it. We can control the weather in our homes via a thermostat, but the weather outside, all natural, sorry folks, that ain't happening. So, yeah, that's not happening, folks. Anyway, so hyperinflation, what's the difference between inflation and hyperinflation? Well, with inflation is just a corrective tool. That's all it is, per the law of economics. That's all that it does. That's all that it wants to do. It doesn't want to do anything else. However, with hyperinflation, this is what occurs with hyperinflation. This is when the government, or man, I should say, takes it upon itself to conduct the worth of a currency, says it can do better than inflation, and also, mind you, this occurs through government or man printing money. And I do not mean printing money periodically. No, I mean printing money at a very rapid pace. And we have had this, mind you. We had this recently at the start of COVID. The United States government, via through the Federal Reserve, began printing money at a very rapid pace. Did they not think that that would catch up? In fact, to be honest, they were hoping and praying that it would catch up. Why? Because, and this is going to make me sound like a conspiracy theorist, but there's evidence to suggest that this has been the end goal, the end plan. I mean, it ties in with Agenda 21, which they're not hiding. They're not hiding any of this, folks. And I know it sounds like a conspiracy theory, but this has happened before with hyperinflation. This happened with the Weimar Republic, and it destroyed the country. So, if hyperinflation is able to destroy a country, then those who want to destroy the United States will apply hyperinflation in order to destroy the United States. They know it will succeed. They know that hyperinflation will succeed. That's the end goal, is to destroy the country. If you can't destroy it morally, destroy it economically, because economically we are not able to survive. We will die, economically speaking. So, is inflation good, bad, or ugly? Inflation is good when there is a standard. It's bad when there's not a standard. Or when there's, I should say, there's not a concrete standard. When inflation is good, there is a concrete standard, such as gold. Gold is a concrete standard. When there's not a concrete standard, this is when it becomes bad. And when it becomes bad is when there's maybe a standard like oil. Oil goes up and down rapidly. That is a horrible standard. Hyperinflation. This is when things are ugly. Because with hyperinflation, I'll put it to you this way. In the Weimar Republic, which was the form of government before Adolf Hitler, it took 1 million German marks to equal one United States dollar. I'll say that again. It took 1 million marks, which was the German currency at the time and still is, but at that time it took 1 million marks in order to equal one United States dollar. It's horrible, I know. It's truly horrible. But that is the topic for today. And I want to also tell you that we were streaming this podcast to Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, and CloudHub. We just now have started streaming this to CloudHub. So for those of you watching this all over the social media, yes, we're on CloudHub. Yes, hey, we don't want to just be on Facebook and Twitter and all that. So we're branching out. So, but ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for watching. For those, wow. I guess no one really wants to learn economics. Well, who cares? It's here for you to watch later. But thank you very much for watching. It's the Economy Stupid Podcast. We will also be getting an RSS feed for you to listen to this via audio. We're getting that up and running. There might actually be a couple of guests on here as well. So we're attempting to get a brand on here. So we'll see how that works. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to It's the Economy Stupid Podcast. I'm your chief economist for Metropolis Entrepreneurship Minute. I'm also the owner, president, CEO of Lincoln Ledger LLC, the parent company to this sector. We'll see you next week for another episode of It's the Economy Stupid for another topic. We'll see you then. Ladies and gentlemen from St. Clair County, good night.